Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Yo, Dre, you been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Do.
Correctional facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on IQ, because it's steady get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage. And brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel. My boy, and show you how your track.
What up?
Drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end. Watch a brother blend, dope rhymes with no help. There's no best in the ghetto while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. So some musicians left at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to a lyricist. Yo, Dre is the name for it. I make something dope on a record, that's what he came for. Kicking reality over saying itself, but it's important that you keep it in mind too. From the heart, cause if you wanna start to move up the chart, then expression is a big part of it. You ain't efficient when you flow, you ain't swift, moving like a tortoise, full of rigor mortis. There's a little bit more to show. I got rhymes in my mind, embedded like an embryo.
dressing, all of them expression. And if you start fessing, I got a Smith & Wesson for you. I might ignore your record because it has no bottom. I get loose in the summer, winter, spring, and autumn. It's Dre on the mic, getting physical, doing a job. And WA is the lynch mob, if I'm a cop. But you know you need this, and the night I get going just like a fetus or a tumor. Well, here's the rumor, Dre's in the neighborhood, and he's up to no good. When I start expressing myself, yell and slam me, cause if I stay funky like this, I'm doing damage. Or I'ma be too hype and need a straight jacket. I got knowledge and other suckers lack it. So when you see Dre, a DJ on the mic, ask what it's like we're getting hyped tonight. Cause if I strike, it ain't for your good health, but I won't strike if you just spread yourself.
Express Yourself, NWA, the remix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And joining me tonight, as always, the other half of the dynamic duo. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. DSP, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. What is good with you, my brother?
Ladies and gentlemen, please do not believe a word coming from this guy. I am joined by that cat, that debonair somebody. The reason why women got dimples, the bald-headed wonder, the hazel-eyed bandit in French vernacular. I could go on and on and do this for a couple of weeks, but I ain't going to bore you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm John Robinson. They call me Wise Son, and I get the opportunity to rock out with my brother from another mother, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadow. What's happening, big boy?
Oh, man. Been looking forward to tonight, man. Everything is well. Except for my baby girl, broke her wrist yesterday, so, you know, I'm a little down about that, but she's a trooper, she's a soldier. I talked to her, she's a good spirit. Other than that, man, it's a great night for poetry, man. You know, I was a little leery about making it tonight, but I was reminded that we have a duty, that we have a position, that we must be here for others to grace the mic tonight. So we here, baby. We is here.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I like where your head is at. I like where your head is at. Shout out to baby girl. You know, speedy road to recovery. But, you know, this is what happened to kids. They break a little something. And you ain't a kid till you break or sprain something, man. You know, only bookworms don't get hurt.
Yeah. Right. Man.
You know, so.
Man, but.
She's going to be all right.
Right.
But.
Yeah, man. I talked to her, man, and she was just ready to go get something to eat. Her mom kept her home from school today. And then told me that she was getting on her nerves. Talking about she was not too thrilled or too happy to have her hand bandaged.
Lord.
Tell
my niece to be easy,
baby.
Tell my niece to be
easy. I let her know, man. I'm going to get her tomorrow. I'm going to get my baby tomorrow. We're going to, you know, see. And she says we got a cast on today, so we'll see. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in or not, the dial-in number for you to get through to the Get Down tonight is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, press 1 if you desire to get down with us. If you are already here and you have not done so yet, shame on you. Go ahead and press 1 so you can get on down. Tonight's show
Stop
is sponsored
playing.
By none other than Raw Links. Right. Sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
Oh, Snoop.
You got yours?
I got mine.
Be raw. Be raw.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Stop playing.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out, man. Yeah. Baby. Shout out to our illustrious CEO, the one, the only, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, who is also the CEO of Raw Links. So, if you know him, man, reach out to him. Say, hey, brother, I heard the show last night, and I need to be down, man. I need to get some of these Raw Links. So go ahead and get you some. Get you some.
Come on, man.
Yo. But tonight, man, tonight, you heard NWA, express yourself. Jay, tell them what it is tonight. Tell them what it is tonight, baby.
Listen, man, anyone who's anyone that's someone, they know the last Thursday of every month is open mic poetry on the Get Down. They know what it is.
Yeah.
They can't hide from that fact. Yeah. It's the last Thursday of Black History Month. God gave us an additional day to make it happen. So while people sit there and say, they gave us 28 days, well, God gave you another one to make it so that y'all can really get into your Black history. So you know you better check out the event page because we're going all in tonight. We playing hip-hop, Gil Scott Heron. We playing the greats. We dropping a little Langston Hughes in there, some Brother Ali. We playing the greats. And if you like poetry,
Jay, check
tonight
this out.
Is your night to make it happen.
Jay, just check this out.
Uh-huh.
Listen, bro. Listen.
Talk to me.
But we
talk
don't
me.
Want them to think that they only got to do the month of February to celebrate Black history, because last time I checked, my skin color black 365 days a year. Yeah.
This is absolutely true.
And this year it happens to be 366. But that's a whole nother.
Go on.
Shout out to those who had a birthday on today. Even though in the next, few years coming, you'll be like four forever until your next birthday, but hey, whatever. But, hey, man, it's I'm excited, man. We get to do what we do tonight, and woo-wee, baby.
I'm not sure they're ready.
I don't know.
Not sure they're ready.
I don't know. You don't think they're ready, Jay? You don't think they're ready?
I'm not sure, man. I mean, these last couple of weeks, people have come through. But you're a real poet if you come out the last day of Black History Month.
The last day, of Black History Month, that's according to the calendar. And you get to be a part of Black History tonight, and just as you were before, but tonight, man, we going somewhere tonight. We ain't got no themes tonight. We ain't got no prompts tonight. We just got pure poetry. Y'all stay tuned, you'll understand why I said that.
Pure poetry, y'all. Pure poetry. Speaking of pure poetry, man. Speaking of pure poetry.
Yeah.
Why don't you kick off the show tonight and give them some of that
me?
End of the month Black History
you want me?
Poetry? Yeah. Give them some of that Wolverine claws sharp as attack poetry.
Okay. I could do that, bro.
Go ahead. You get on there.
Appreciate you, bro. This piece is titled Forever Poetic. Before the last poet spits and the lights go out for the last time as that soul-staring rhyme hits, I'm going to hate the snaps that will fade with the last word I said, hoping that you put each metaphor, making you crave just a little more. More of the melanin art I create with words from my pen that will elaborate upon the journey that this poet has been on. The spotlight here does no justice for ever since I was born. The odds and cards stacked against me says I shouldn't be breathing this air peacefully because a kid from the projects didn't let his environment control his destiny nor supplement the fact that his enemies weren't physical but spiritual. Hoping and praying by the end of the verse, the demons take a sabbatical. So as you sit in your seats, dipping your fork into your eats, remember the poet standing before you bearing his soul, no matter what in his life has taken toll, collecting and depositing all his hard-earned valuable syllables just to get out that space to that space between your ears and hope to tug at your heartstrings notables because before I exit the stage and you stop focusing on my octaves concluded essence of sage, just remember as the light dims, just as Nas is Illmatic, I will forever be poetic from the mind of poetic.
So this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing.
It's just a little something that I wrote. You know, this little something I wrote.
You're going to walk in here. No, Vinny, I got this. See, even video set. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, just understand. He's sitting here talking about making you crave just a little more. More of the melanin art I create with words from my pen that I will elaborate upon the journey that is a poet has been on. The spotlight here does no justice for ever since I was born. The odds and cards are stacked against me. Says I shouldn't even breathe the air peacefully because a kid from the project didn't like his environment. Come on now, stop it. Vinny, stop throwing pens at me. I didn't write this. Stop it.
Vinny knows you wrote it. Vinny knows you wrote it, bro. He knows you wrote it. That's why he's looking at you sideways, bro. That's right, Vinny. You tell him, Vinny.
We going to talk, Vinny. I'm going to talk to your union boss. Stop accusing me of poetry I didn't write. You know poetic. What do you mean? Oh, you want to write like poetic. Bruh, just copy his stuff and put your name on it, like I do. Stop.
Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this. You hear this. Y'all are bearing witness to this now.
I'm just saying. This is epic, and I really dig this. So.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. My brother. We're not about to let you sit here and adorn me with all these accolades about a piece that you wrote and I just spit. So, what we're going to do is me and Vinny going to get out the way and put the spotlight on you where it should be. And my brother, go ahead and get on down.
It'd be my pleasure. Because I know you get it. You know I didn't write that. All right, cool. Stop. We'll talk later. I like it when poetry moves mountains that the wind is afraid of, when unsuspecting souls are trapped in the euphoria of spoken word, and then it begins. I like it when she takes my hand and holds my heart in her palm, keeps her promise not to hurt it, not to shatter it or even abuse it, because she knows as long as she holds it, nothing else or no one else will ever take care of it the way she does. I like it when I can drop my guard and just be me, pure and unmitigated, unapologetic, outstanding, and vulnerable without wanting to stop, having to fear is she going to steal the other shoe that is supposed to drop. I like it, man. Trinity Kisses was a part of foreplay. When she lets me play in her hair, hold her hand, not the man, that I'm the man she needed all this time before I got to prove to her that I was right here since the beginning of time when I captured her heart in the nick of time. She surrenders to me willingly and lovingly because after ecstasy is just her and me, I like it when all roads point to the both of us. In a multi-universe, because all roads not paved in gold will continuously lead back to the point of origin, which is her heart. I like it when she has trusted me beyond anything or anyone else has ever delved within her as she drops her guard, allows everlasting fulfillment to fill her inner sanctum sanctuary. I like it when she says she sees all of my potential. She accepts my flaws. She still lets my slide between her sugar walls because it's us against the world. I like it when she says she's my queen because that's not an act. And she says that she will have impact. I like it when you like me again. Now let me see what you do with your pen when she writes about me again. When you say that I'm your baby. When you hold me, you say I love you deeply. And after everything included in that, you call me your poetry. And I like it when I'm your poetry. Poem.
Man. Now y'all can see why this brother writes my material. You can see why. You can tell the lines that he spit. He says, I like it when you like me again. Now let me see what you do with your pen when she writes about me again. Who writes like this? And then she holding his heart in the palm of her hand so she doesn't hurt it again? Come on. He's a bad man. He's a bad man. And I ain't talking about Shaq. This is dope, brother.
I appreciate you. Fire. But ladies and gentlemen, let me be real clear. I'm going to take a snapshot of my conversation with Van. And y'all going to be like, oh, snap, Van really does write J-Rod material.
Hey, you remember what Flavor Flav said, Jay? You remember what Flavor Flav said?
He said a lot, man. He said a lot.
Don't believe the hype. don't believe the hype.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Y'all know what's real and not Memorex around here. Dope spit, bro. Dope spit for sure.
Just a little something I've been thinking about, man. You know, it's February. It's the month for lovers and whatnot. So I like it when she calls me her poetry. And she even says the word baby.
I dig that.
I'm just saying.
Fire, bro.
What you thinking?
Now, I don't know about you, but I'm dying to get into some of these poets, pure poetry. What you thinking, bro?
How come you never know about me? I'm always with the shit.
Yeah.
You know I'm
you
with
are.
It. I want to hear poetry.
I know. All right, then let's go ahead and let's get down. Let's open these mics and let's see what we're going to get into tonight. First up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have our very own AA resident kingpin, Anthony Arnold, is in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
What's happening?
What's happening, son?
How you feeling, brother?
I'm just...
trying to relax a little bit. This has been a stressful week.
Mm-hmm.
And I for one, am glad it is about almost over.
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
Seem like this extra, seem like this extra day in the month can put a little bit more oomph into it.
That's a whole
say
thing.
That again, Dave.
But otherwise, I'm doing all right.
Glad to hear you.
Good to hear your voice, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what little bit I got left.
Well, better you than them lies that Van talking about.
Really?
People writing this post. Lies?
Bruh. And you know better.
You hear
than
these
that.
Stretch marks Van laying down?
Ah, boy.
Boy, I tell
I'm
you.
As the elder statesman among the three of us, I'm going to say this. I don't care who wrote what. It sounded good.
Thank you, God.
I don't care who wrote what. It sounded good. I'm going to take that.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. I'll take that, too, man. I take that, too. But enough about
and,
us,
and,
man.
And Big Bro, tonight, I promise to behave this week, not like last week.
You were fine last week. I ain't worried about that.
You was cutting. No, he cut up last week.
You was fine last week.
He cut up. All right. Okay. He definitely cut up. He cut up. My brother.
I'm just saying.
But tonight... Tonight, no prompts, no catchy titles for the show, no scripted, forced penmanship. It's all about you tonight and your pure poetry on this here last day of the official Black History Month. And I'm actually glad that you happen to be first because I'm excited about what you have to say. So my brother, me and Dave, come on, get back.
Push it.
Come on, you got to get back. All right.
Children, stop fucking.
Spotlight's on you.
I hate it.
Okay.
I hate it here.
Kingpin, my brother, please go ahead and... get on down.
This piece was a revised piece of one I wrote here about a week ago. I'm going to perform it in L.A. tomorrow, but I wanted the first time I did it to be tonight on the show, especially since it's the end of Black History Month. So forgive my voice again, but here we go. We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome someday. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. 300 strong marching into Selma across Edmund Pettus, getting into some good trouble. 250,000 filling the mall in Washington to hear a black man speak about a dream. We shall overcome. Three young men trying to do what's right to advance the right to vote, murdered and buried.
Mississippi. God damn. A white woman, a black man, an accusation of rape ensues. Lives lost. Black Wall Street and Rosewood. Children's lives taken in the name of racism. Remember their names. George, Trayvon, the Birmingham Four. Lives taken while unarmed. Cell phones, the new 38 special. I thought he had a gun. Here, put this one there. The students of North Carolina A&T, the sit-ins at Woolworth, let me eat like everyone else. Let me sit with everyone else. Am I not a man? Am I not human? In peace.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, wise son.
No. I didn't want to overshadow you, man. I was just saying, I was just talking out loud. Please continue.
Thank you, bro. This is the way we start a show, bro. This Anthony Arnold, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you for being who you are and staying true to who you are. And when you perform this piece tomorrow, I know it's going to be dynamite. But it's dynamite right now. The words, the delivery, the substance. You know how when you're at church and after the preacher gets finished preaching the message, you say you're full. Not all preachers, but some preachers, you're full. So you, sir, have made me full, and tonight has just begun. So I'm going to have to unload and get some of the dessert that's coming up. But I thank you for feeding me with your poetry and your knowledge. So thank you, my brother. Why, son?
Double A.
Yes, sir.
I heard a young brother a couple of weeks ago, and I probably mentioned it on the show. But he said, you know, that stuff happened such a long time ago, man. Y'all should just let that go. Forget it, man. Come on. You know, we got bigger fish to fry. And I asked, can you tell me how many broken hearts shed tears and fertilize graveyards? You didn't get it. I said, how many crying mothers are out there screaming, I don't believe this happened to my baby? I said, now imagine that happening over and over again for over 100 years. Mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers saying, please don't let that be my baby. And you want me to forget it. Young brother, the reason that we have the beautiful songs that we have, like We Shall Overcome, is because we shouldn't forget. We should never forget. And if we forget, then everything those people did that died so that we can have what we currently do have and the examples to help us strive for more, all we're doing is pissing on their memories. And as much as I'm sure you love your grandmother and your mom who's here, you wouldn't want to piss on your mother's memory. You want the world to know who she was. So, no, we're not going to forget about it. And neither should you. Because your history is just as important. So, I hear this piece, and it takes me back to that conversation. And when I'm hearing those songs, there's a song called Keep Your Eye on the Prize. And to hear thousands of black people sing Keep Your Eye on the Prize, just like We Shall Overcome, it's more than just an old song. It's a battle cry that has yet to stop making sense. And I love this piece the first time I heard it, and I'm even a bigger fan now. And if they get what I got from this, you're going to have some other shed tears in there. So you do your thing and you knock it out the park, bro. I salute to you always.
Thank you.
Indeed. I mean, I don't care if Van cries. I owe him a couple of tears. He knows what I'm talking about, but I don't care if he cries.
It's all good, bro. It's all good. My brother, make sure that you get video, somebody videos you when you do this piece.
Yeah, I'm
share
going
it
to,
with all of us.
I'm good. Yeah, I will. I plan on getting it done because it's going to be a final tune-up for me for Poetry Fest in April. So.
Yes, sir. I can't wait. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. Too close for me not to be.
Yep, I'll be there. I got to be there. I'm one of the featured performers.
Yes, sir. You most certainly do.
Oh.
And I can't wait to lock arms and hug my brother.
Indeed.
Oh, really? Are y'all going to make, me take a vacation day? It comes to Poetry Fest.
You have to, bro. Friday, Saturday.
Huh?
Oh, bro, it's going to be a whole lot of
fish.
Mouthpiece. Sylvia Blaylock. Oh, man, it's going to be a star-studded weekend. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I see you. All right. I'll see what I can do on my vacation plan. American Airlines owes me a couple of thousand miles. Let's see what we can do.
Yes, sir. Double A, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. You got to start the party. Now, the good thing about being out there is you don't have to scream and holler too much so you can preserve your voice. However, you got to move the rest of you. Because you got to set the atmosphere out there.
I think tonight, my brothers, we going to chill. I'm going to get me a shot of cognac,
man,
with one ice cube.
All right.
I know somebody else.
Mike.
Somebody going to come out there and act the fool.
You know it is. I mean, the lineup's pretty thick. But you kind of, who's coming after you, the brother's kind of mellow. He's kind of laid back. But I want to see if he want to turn up tonight. But we're going to get you over there. They got your glass of cognac already. One cube. He said one cube, man. One cube. Take it back. Bring him another one. Jeez.
Oh, wow.
We might need a new staff out there, bro.
It'll be all right.
We'll see what we can do. I mean, they can't clean everything.
All right. All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, big bro. You too, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Double A, a.k.a. Kingpin, Anthony Arnold. Next up, man. Woo-wee. Next up. I told this brother kind of mellow, kind of laid back, kind of chill, Jay. We got none other than Joe the Verbal Mind Doctor. My brother,
you
my
can't
brother,
be
my
serious.
Brother.
You can't
you, bro.
Be serious.
Yeah, man. He's right here
you
in
doing?
The flesh, bro.
What's happening, Joe?
J. Rob, the wild son, how you feeling, sir?
I'm really, really, really good, brother, and it's good to hear from you, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you, my brother?
Fantastic, man. Doing good.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear
my
from
man.
You, bro.
Yeah. Been a minute, Joe.
It has.
Been a minute. But hey, I'm more than certain that your quill has not stopped creating masterpieces. And if this is the case, I'm going to cut to the chase because it's been a minute since I've heard you. I don't want Van to bother you. So if you don't mind, brother, you know, tonight's the last night of Black History Month, man. Last Thursday at that. And I would appreciate it if you would step to the mic, man. Let me say hello and how much we love and miss you. And, brother, please bless the mic and get on down.
Absolutely. So this is something from the vault. This is called The Short Month. Here we go. The Short Month. 28 days to reflect on Black history. 29 days when a leap year extends the entries. Who invented what? Who was the first? 28 days to relinquish the thirst. A thirst for knowledge of a man's ancestry. The how and why we came to be called niggers, called Negroes, including the patronizing, hey, bro, would 30 days make it any better? Or on the other hand, 31 for that matter. 3 extra days of reliving the blood splatter, reevaluating our capture and subsequent freedom. 28 days are leaving me with mixed feelings. I'm proud of the accomplishments, the inventions and innovations. I'm just not too thrilled about the inherent connotations that we're different, not culturally, more importantly, intellectuals. Bells and whistles go off when a Black man makes a discovery, but off the table. It puzzles me, so don't puzzle me to fit into your scene. There's some people I'm aware of, but I can find a dinosaur bone unearthing most trivial things. But relevant history gets left alone. 28 days free from the shroud. Say it loud, I'm Black and I'm proud. Master's home, master's fields, master's rules and his women revered, hung from a sycamore just by the suggestion we peered. 28 days is a constant reminder, like the pages of our history missing from the binder. Lost in the shacks and cotton fields, lost in shallow graves where souls disappear. 28 days out of 400 plus years. Will this month be overturned? And to celebrate rule illegal, I'm still trying to figure out why the lawless get treated regal. Are reenactors insurrectionists? They remember this remembering, but they won't call it treason. 28 days are definitely not the gist of our season. Our time on this planet from zero to zero, the center of the world sprung forth all our people. Africa, are you listening? So many have failed you. To mimic our captors just to get a sail through? George Washington Carver, a man in his peanut. He'll fade being overplayed, much like our royal dreamer. There's a rich history that need the light of day. February 1st to the 28th is often a slight of how we spent our days. It's my piece. Thank you.
Whoa.
I did not want this piece to end. I did not want this to end. Joe? Bro,
yes,
you know how to get to my heart, bro. You know how to get to my heart. Ooh, ooh wee. You hitting it on all cylinders. This is an outstanding piece. And ooh, I did not want it to end. This was really, really good. This was really, really good. Go ahead, boy. I'm sorry, man. I had to catch him.
Oh no, bro, you're good.
Right there.
You're good. Joe, the verbal mind dancer. The first time I've heard this piece. I know you said you had to dig in the crates, the archives, the record books, but this is one for the ages. You said something in there that you said a lot in this piece. But when you started talking about the sycamore, right?
Yeah.
And you know, my mind just started going, thinking about, you know, how many of our brothers and sisters hung from those trees, and what would the branches say if they could talk? Oh man, you know, is the blood still splattered on the trees? Is it? You know, my mind just goes everywhere just hearing that, and you know, I thank you for bringing that for us tonight too, man, because you're another poet that's not afraid to voice how you really feel when it comes to, you know, these 28/29 days that we're given. Because you also said in the piece, you know, talking about what were we doing, who made this, who invented this, who did that. Man, and this is a well put together piece, bro, and I salute you, King. I salute you, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Poetic. And J-Rob, thank y'all, brothers.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it, man.
Indeed.
Mama, we appreciate you.
Thank you for blessing us.
Yes, sir. Indeed. Now, Joe, verbal mind dancer, you know, verbal mind dancer, the end of that is dancer. So, brother, Anthony Arnold's out there just chilling. He got his cognac and his one key, brother. So we're going to need you to go out there and set it off.
Oh, no problem, man.
My man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it'd be honor to share some space with Kingpin, man. You know what I'm saying? Honor. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My man. That's
my brother. We appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, man. And we hope to hear you next week, too, man. For sure.
All right, try to make it. You know what I'm saying?
My man.
Absolutely good,
thank you, bro.
One love,
thank
one
you,
mic,
sir.
Bro.
Appreciate it. One love, one mic, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Whoo, that brother. Hey, man, bro, this party just keep going, bro. Next up on the mic, why, son? We got C-34 Music, y'all. C-double in the house. What's good with you, bro?
I'm doing well, Poetic and J-Rob. How are both of you?
Hey,
man. I'm doing pretty good, brother.
My host is Friday. I'm good.
Excellent. Your pieces could melt cellulite like on Rosie Perez's nipples.
Wow.
No.
Who says that? Wow.
Yeah. I think of these things, you know.
Yes,
so,
you do,
so,
brother.
So I'm
yes,
hearing.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing. Wow. Go ahead, man.
Excellent.
Talk to your boy.
Yeah, that's my man. That's my man. So,
wow.
C-Double 34 Music, my brother.
Yes, sir.
It's open mic tonight. This is the show of the ages. You know, I don't even know if we had a leap year show ever before. I got to check the archives. This might be the first one. I gotta see about that. This might be the first one. But my brother, tonight we just want to hear you do your thing, man. So we're gonna get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Thank you, my brothers. This piece is called Immune to Your Power. Here's my chance to dance my way out of your constriction. I'm against your demonic entity, especially in this bed laying next to you, as you're naked presenting your size entities. I'm presently wrestling with the enemy, but wait. Why am I apparently being challenged by the devil's spawn? I don't like devil's food cake or deviled ham. So why am I throwing my pearls to swine? I must break away from being combined to this concubine that ain't even my type. Submit to God and trust in Christ. Hold up. Wait. All these women that be thinking I'm soft, I don't play. I'm gonna rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Wait. All these witches that be acting too bold, take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey, 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 hey. Don't even invest in cryptocurrency, because that's where my flowing like water dies. She's a one-trick pony, except the difference is she's not genuine. So I don't have to take my clothes off drinking cherry wine. And I don't need a search warrant because I'm allergic to her cherry pie. She's filled with ingredients that rounds up men, including pesticides. That girl is poison. And I refuse to let her drive me out of my mind. I'm jumping out the passenger side like a stuntman running to what I am. I'm a brand new being, and the old things have passed away. Transitioned without a funeral because God made me peculiar and unusual with natural immunity. And I will not be losing sleep because the Holy Spirit clued me in about you. And I'm not new to this. I'm unscrewed and free, and I'm approved by him. You have no class and school is out. You can have the mic. You're like the nationwide cell phone outages. You have no power here. So tell these people something they don't know about me. You came up to me with that thing, looking like Lauryn Hill with venomous dreadlocks like Medusa, not realizing I'm not the same as those Negroes and cheap hoes you're used to. I'm Superman, cruising in my black Cadillac Coupe de Ville. Now I think you better call Jimmy Neutron and Stella Tyrone to pick you up in his 84 Toyota Supra. Now who's next? Ready or not, here I come, getting down on Epiphany, believe that. This was a public service announcement by C-34 Music in stereo, in peace.
This guy here.
My brother. Hey, man, I was vibing. I was nodding my head, man. You know, you put a lot in there. You know, the crazy thing for me was I'm listening to the old school tracks in my head as you're spitting, but then the other side of my brain is saying, no, hold up, let's go to the new school tracks that was sampled from those old school tracks. Hey, man, this is a dope spit, man. This is a dope spit. I love this right here. Dope spit.
Thank you.
Why, son?
I'm just digging this because you started off with my favorite joint with the whole "Ready or Not, Here We Come." I was like, "Oh no, No, he ain't. No, he ain't. And sure enough, you took it there. Sure enough, you took it there. I was like, okay. Okay. You know I'm in my bag. I'm sitting here going, I ain't even paying attention to you anymore. I was just like, one nation under a group. Can I get another good foot? Getting down just for the funk of it. I was like, oh. I had to remember, you know, we on the air, so I couldn't really show out. So, yeah, man. Yeah, you know I dig this. You know I dig this. You know I dig this. I like what you did with that there, sir. I like what you did with that there.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
You're a bad man. Yeah. You be acting up. You're a bad dude. You be acting up. Like you ain't talented. You're a bad man. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I see people bad hang out with.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, pretty much. Yeah.
That's why I'm here. Because for real, me firing everybody, so I keep my mouth shut.
Now he be firing everybody, bro. But the crazy thing is, I ain't never seen a place where you could fire somebody on one day and they still show up to work the next day like nothing happened.
So are you saying for real is George Steinbrenner, basically?
Yeah, basically.
No.
Yeah. Jay, you know gonna be fired tomorrow,
I ain't saying
right?
Nothing. Because for real, listen, I ain't saying nothing.
He's going to chime
you
in.
You know,
like,
we remember
hey,
that
hey,
stuff,
hey.
Too.
I hear y'all.
I ain't said nothing.
About. You're talking about me like I'm not even here. I'm right here. I'm listening to the show. That's all right. Your pink slips is in your mailbox. Don't even worry about it, bro. Don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep devil.
Hi, Mr. For Real. I've been good this week, Mr. For Real.
Oh, man. Let's see, Devil, my brother, thank you so much for coming through and sharing your craft with us, man, your art, which you take your time to put so much into, brother. And we appreciate you, man. But, hey, the Get Down Dance Floor is waiting. And so far, it's all us brothers out there tonight. So we're going to send you in over there, you know, to hang around with the fellas. We got Anthony Arnold, the Kingpin out there, and Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. So next up is you going out there, and we'll get some ladies out there soon. We'll get some ladies out there soon.
Yeah, because, see, I don't want to be Puffy with TD. You know, they both get swallowed up and stuff.
Wow, really?
I'm not doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views that are expressed here by Two Double Music is not what he's on Tiffany Radio.
Let me over there. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Wow. I'm not messing with y'all.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Whew. Oh, man, hold on, bro. Let's pay some bills.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station
in town. This is Tom, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace. Blessings and one love.
Welcome back. Yes, you're tuning in to For Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic MJ Rob, the wise son. The dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, press 1. If you're already here and you desire to get down with us, go ahead and press that 1. My son, how you feel about that first hour, bro?
Who knew the hour passed by? It went so fast.
I know, bro. I know, man. I know. Whew. But that first hour was fire, bro. I mean fire.
I enjoyed it.
Fire.
I enjoyed it.
Let's see
let's see if we can keep these mics smoking, because next up, we got our good brother, Rebel P. Jones, who's in the building.
Fellas, what's going on?
Thank you for waking up today, brother.
Thank you for waking up today.
No, thank you. Thank good, you man. For waking up. No, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it be. It's good to be awake.
That part right there.
It is, man. It really is.
I got a...
That part right there.
So how you feeling, man?
Man, it's up and down. It's tough. It's a roller coaster with him. He'll have some good days, and he'll have some days where he's just like... He's like an entirely different person. It's tough to be around sometimes. But
yeah,
in lieu
okay.
of that, I wrote in lieu of that, I wrote something real special. And being a father, and sometimes having the question like, am I doing this right? You know what I'm saying? Am I failing my kid? You know what I mean? And I don't know, just those deeper questions that you tend to ask yourself when you're alone or whatever. You know, I put them in a piece tonight, and this is a new piece. I really put my soul into this piece, I think. I put a lot of heart and a lot of emotion into it.
Well, then, hey, man, let's cut to the chase, bro. You know what this is. Final Thursday of the month. Me and Van going to get out to Van. Pardon me, Rebel. Excuse me, Van.
What? I'm
not
moving.
Playing.
I'm moving, man.
Move.
I'm moving,
move.
Bro.
Stop.
I'm moving, man.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
Moving.
All right.
I'm moving.
Okay,
guys.
We'll talk
guys.
Later.
It's
we'll
the
talk
easy fish.
He's starting all the time. He's starting. So that aside.
Y'all like
Rebel.
My children.
Rebel.
That's me, Van.
But anyway, Rebel, you know what's up. You go ahead and get on down. I'm going to take care of Van.
Yo, I'm going to get down. I call this piece Fathers. The devil picked me when I was just a seed and led me down paths of destruction. But you see, there's no point in fingers on the choices that I made were mine, because at that time in life, the devil was me. Then as I became a young man, my father, the creator, he put his sights on me, and all my past sins that I thought followed unanswered prayers made newfound sense to me. And he told that devil, not today, you beast, for this one here is now with me. Self-talk, the higher self truly helps. A baptismal feeling washed over me, not religious though, nah. This is something different. It's sort of hard to explain. Hold on. Let me try to explain. And then in an instant, there was a whisper, perhaps an angel. She said, your son is finally here. Thank you, nurse. Fear. Fear washed all over me. I shivered uncontrollably with anxiety, fear of failure, fear of not showing up, fear of the fear itself. How will I teach him? And what if what I try to teach him, is it right? What if I fail him? I've never ever, oh man, fear, it's full of dangerous what ifs. Maybe that's why my father wasn't there. I get it. But in your absence, that taught me something, that when my time comes for fatherhood, I'll do the opposite. I'll be there. She handled me this wonder, this peace of me so pure. Breathe. Father. I never really had one, so I have to create my own example. Just reach back into the past where the darkness started and try to recognize why I first needed guidance of a masculine entity to show me what it meant to grow from boy to man, so I can pass on what I learned one day to my own son. Boy, you ain't never going to get the nutrients you need to grow if you keep refusing the food I try feeding you. You see, it's the wisdom passed down from the elders, and I try to present it to you gracefully, but your hard head, it sends me into anger. Sorry. Let me take a pause. Take a breath and control myself, because that's something I'm currently trying to teach you. You're a piece of me, you see. I know all your potential. You were made partially in my image, so I know what I gave to you. Well, this is more of that. Let the teacher persist and continue. Grasp what I give to you and etch it in memory, because one day perhaps when you're raising your own voice to men, let it be my love, my voice of wisdom. When you're lost in fatherhood, let it be my greatest gift to you, speak to you once again. This is why I do this. Again, this isn't poetry for me, but simple guidance and lessons for young men growing in a world turning more and more cold and detached. Keep your respect about you. Don't ever lose sight of what it means to do the right thing, even in the face of adversity. And there will be some, because times are worsening. Don't lose your humanity in the times to come. Your struggle will be greater than mine, and for that I'm sorry we failed as a whole and way back in the past and kept the cycle going full speed ahead. And now you're expected to clean up our ancient messes with the rapid coming future that would rather you forget. Peace.
Ooh.
That was powerful.
Sorry, yeah. Got me kind of choked up.
I'd be mad at you if you didn't get choked up.
I don't. Shit get me crying.
I don't have any kids, so the whole fatherhood thing. I'm not one to relate. But
right.
Van is. So, this is the type of piece
without
that
question.
Any cat who has a child would run to, because it's so relatable. I'm
yeah.
a proud uncle.
Yeah.
But I love this piece nonetheless.
Thank you.
So I'm going to let Van talk to that.
Hey, man, listen. Before you started the piece, you literally said something that I asked myself, or I've been asking myself all week. Am I failing my kids? Have I failed them as a father? And I know I'm very present in their life. I teach them things. But it be those little moments where they just don't listen to you, or when one of them get hurt and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
It's peace, man. It's peace. It just drives home everything that's been going through my mind this week. Like, what more can I do? You know,
right.
I'm actually going to have a conversation with my kids this weekend and say, hey, what more do you need from me as your father? I want to hear what they have to say.
Right. Man, that's
you know,
dope.
Man.
That conversation seems to need to be had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to sit them down and I'm going to ask them that because oftentimes, I didn't have that conversation with my dad.
Well, I didn't have that father to have a conversation. So, like, you know, that's why I said in there, like, I have to make my own example. I didn't have none to go off of, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. You know, I said this some time ago, that I took all of my fatherly cues from the fathers I watched on television. Because
right.
my biological father wasn't there.
Right.
So I definitely identify with this piece, man, and I feel you. I feel your heart. And bro, man, I am right there with you, man. It is amazing at what someone else can say that you have been thinking and questioning yourself. And I've been doing that all week, man, all week.
Yeah, man. The more I take care of my son at home, the more I just question, like, am I doing something wrong? You know what I'm saying? Why are things not progressing and getting different or better? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But fatherhood or parenthood in general, it's a patient job, man. You got to wait a long time for results you're trying to teach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
Well,
thank you so much for waking up today.
Thank you for the platform. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
You
man,
know who
I
loves
really appreciate you.
Stop playing.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now we're gonna send you over to the Get Out Dance Floor, man, so you can hang out and finish enjoying some of this dope
yeah,
poetry.
Yeah, my man,
C
Double, and is that Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer?
You hear all that power, man. Yes, sir. They over on the dance floor, man. So I'm gonna send you over there, my bro. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother Rebel P. Jones. This cat will come in here, man, and put my whole life on display in that piece what I've been going through this week, man. Wow.
Good.
Wow. Whew. Yeah. Let's keep this party going, man. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 318. Welcome to the Get Down. Let us know who you be. You're unmuted. Who do you have on the mic?
What's up? What's up?
Who we got?
What's happening, bro?
It's Mr. Lewis Speaks. What's good, brothers?
What's going on, man?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Welcome back to the Get Down, man.
Man, I'm good. I'm good, my brothers. I am good. It's been a hell of a day dealing with kids and the system, man, but it's almost Friday. Let's get it over with. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good to have you on the Get Down, bro.
Good to be here, man.
Welcome
good.
Back.
Y'all out here showing out tonight. I see what y'all doing. You know.
Yes, man.
That's J-Rod. That's J-Rod.
Bro, if you listen to the show long enough, you know I don't write that well. But this cat is in a different dimension. So when he tells me stuff like, this is what I want you to say, that's exactly what I say.
Don't believe me. Poetic, brother. Come on, bro. Come on. You know what you out here doing.
Don't believe that, bro.
You know what you Yeah, man.
Listen, man, I'm just putting words together like Letterman.
Wow, really? That's where we went?
Okay, man. Okay. I feel you, man.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Just wow. That's where I'm at. Just wow. Just wow.
Welcome to the Get Down. This is how we get down. Welcome to the Get Down.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, listen, man. Tonight is an epic night, bro. One, because you're here, and two, because you're about to spit some dope poetry. Because we've been hearing you the last three, four weeks, and bro, we know how dynamic your pen is, bro. So it's open mic tonight. So that means that you get to do whatever you want. And we just move out the way and let you go ahead
whatever.
And get on down.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever you like, bro.
I got y'all. So, J-Rob, I sent you the picture prompt for the piece
yes,
I'm about
did.
To do. So I need you to share that. Show it to them. So you know what I'm about to call.
Bet to that.
Yeah. So this piece is entitled, What Have We Become? Here it is. Henry, what is it, James? Would you look at this? My God, it's a sad sight to see. These young brothers have no direction, and they are lost like a ship with no navigation adrift at sea. When we were that age, we were working 13-hour days in steel mills, paper mills, doing heavy manual labor. We were exposed to all types of elements, rain, icy condition, snow up to our knees, and let's not forget 100-degree temperatures from working in the hot sun. Now I look at this generation and ask one question. What have we become? James, do you remember the days when we were shut out of good jobs simply because of the color of our skin, rather than allowing our work ethic and great character to speak for us as men? We took jobs that nobody wanted because we took an oath to our families to love, protect, and always provide. I remember when we do everyone else's job and could perform them very well, but when it came time for a promotion, the foreman, a supervisor, we were always denied. Now look at these two brothers. Obviously, both of them are up to no good. Both of them seem like storybook characters because I bet they robbing in the hood. No respect for themselves. No respect for those who love them. No thoughts about long-term goals. No real remorse for the violence and the ending of the life of several souls. Taking the Nino Brown approach with G-Money as he hugged him and gave him that kiss of death. It only took 7 pounds of pressure to cause G-Money to take his last breath. Using what they got to get what they want. No matter the cost, tears to my eyes, to see how this last few generations have became lost. Others think that we are a joke, and the punchline is the state of being of our nephews, our cousins, and even our sons. It breaks my heart in a million pieces to see what we've become. Henry, I know we didn't get knocked upside our heads, bitten by police dogs, dragged out of our homes, and strung up in trees, to not watch these young men have no sense of pride in who they are, and to see who they become drives me to my knees. Their words are slicker than baby oil on a bowling ball, hoping to penetrate the deepest region of a young girl's mind. Taking the page out of the book in the 90s group Sons of Funk, open to blow your mind as they push inside of you. Telling her that I would never leave, but like Aaron Hall and Guy, they didn't hesitate to tell you bye-bye. Now she think that all men are the same kind. A drunken night of Gentleman Jack and the best strand of Purple Haze had that young lady amazed at the love that they made, only to be blindsided when he tells, I got tongue-tied, I'm sorry. Because he didn't use that latex. Now she's sending him that I'm latex, but he swears up and down that the baby ain't mine. Now we know that she may be in possession of the evidence, but there was definitely two people at the scene of the crime. I can't make this up. This is the same brother who will say with a straight face, he don't date women with kids. She wasn't in that situation until you played judge, jury, and executioner, and sentence her to this lifelong bid. You are less than a man, and you have no problem walking away from a situation in which you created a son. You need to look into a mirror and take a long, hard look at the man that you've become. Is this what our ancestors died for? Is this what Mama and Papa cried for? They used to tell us that the sky's the limit, but with this new generation, the ceiling is the floor. What have we become? Peace. I am Mr. Lewis Speaks. You've just been spoken to.
Yes, sir.
Give it to him, Van.
Go ahead, Wild, son. No, you first, bro. You first.
I'm blown away with this piece because this is a piece, Van, that I can close my eyes and imagine two brothers on the corner having a conversation. And they're looking at all these young brothers right now, and they're like, you know, whatever happened to us? And the guy he's talking to doesn't have a real answer because he's still living out his second childhood with these same young dudes that we should actually find the solution to their problems for. And he's like, man, what have we become? And it's just, it's real vivid, no, riveting, said vivid, excuse me. Riveting to me, and at the same token, the poetry is very visual in how it explains where we've been and what have we become. I enjoyed this a lot.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Man. Talk to me, man.
He shared the picture with me, bro, and hey, man, those words in that picture are perfect for each other. Match made in heaven. And sitting here listening to the piece, man, I'm just like, yeah, what in the world have we become?
You know, looking at that picture, just seeing, you know, seeing the brothers with pants all off their behinds, and, you know, my 17-year-old, he tries that. Every time I see him, I tell him, pull him up, put that belt on, pull him up. You know, and I explain to him, you know, it's okay to want to be trendy, but it's another thing to be downright disrespectful. Everybody got their own opinion on it, but I told him, I said, no child of mine's going to do it. And this piece is fire, bro. It's so true. Jay, you might have to put that picture in the event page, man, so everybody else can enjoy the words along with the prompt. Phenomenal work, brother.
Say
phenomenal
less.
Work.
Man, if I tell you that I wrote that in my classroom, because I'm looking at some of these kids that remind me of the two young brothers that are in that picture. And I just had one to end up, the judge gave him 2 years the other day. And these others think that it's so cool to follow in that footstep. I'm like, man, what happened to our people? What happened to our people? You know, it's just no pride, no nothing. You know, they want everything but don't want to work for nothing. You know, it's just, what have we become, man? What have we become?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. Done, Van.
And my brother, thank you. Thank you. Make sure y'all go out to that event page and y'all look at that picture, man, that matches this piece so that y'all can enjoy it just as much as we did. My brother.
I appreciate
you, man. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, brother, so that you can, you know, get out there and do a few moves. So inspiration that you have posted earlier, and you're walking testimony, brother, and I hope you keep sharing it. And hopefully the young people that you come in contact with and you share it with them, it'll spark change in their lives.
Yeah, blessings, man. I just want to keep being that light in the dark world, man. That's it. That's what we all supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. As you should.
Absolutely. Without question.
Thank
all right,
you
my brother.
So much.
We'll get you
y'all.
One over there. Thank you, man. We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Y'all be blessed.
You
too, King.
Mr. Lewis Speaks coming through here, man. Just ripping it, man.
That was really visual, man.
It was, man. It really was. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 864. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay.
We can now.
How you guys doing?
Another good day. How are you?
Okay, this is Erica, in case you didn't know. Brooklyn in the house.
Girl, you know,
yeah,
we know. Ain't too many
people
that told me, boy.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know.
Yeah.
We knew who it was. That's why we kept quiet.
Right. That's right. That's
well,
right.
I'm hoping, because I had lost one of my pages, I'm hoping I can read this properly. Let me see here. I'm going with the theme of, since this is the last day of the so-called Black History Month, I'm going to read If Trees Could Speak. It was a published piece. I actually finally had a piece published last year.
Love it.
I had wrote
Love
it in
it.
2021.
Love it.
It was
Look
part
at
of
you.
An anthology. I'm trying, brother. I have a book. I'm hoping it will be out, coming out. I'm hoping no later than the end of March. So, and that will be a whole book of poetry. So that's what I'm working towards. In any case, without further ado, I hope I can give it justice. Title is If Trees Could Speak. I think about the trees. I think about how they are used ironically as metaphors for family, how generations exist according to their roots, how branches are considered extensions of the bloodline. I think about the literal purpose of them, which is to help us breathe, and how that conflicts with their history, a history which assisted in taking breath away from so many, that I'm sure even the trees, being a living thing, never fathom this use of them. I think about how they were an unwilling accessory to so many crimes, crimes against humanity, so thick that the sap has been overflowing continuously from generation to generation repeatedly. How they were repurposed as a tool for crucifixion, for those to hang and die by asphyxiation, forcefully destined as a prop in the demise of Christ, while longingly awaiting their new role for revelation as the tree of life. How they were used to build ships that brought precious cargo to a strange land, and later laden with strange fruit by the hands of evil man, like ornaments on a Christmas tree. Do you suppose the trees suffer from PTSD? Could the trauma have been passed deep down to the roots of so many with no option of therapy, so overwrought in their misery that their times of torment were plenty, possibly the urge to take their own lives in order to not be accomplices anymore? It's no surprise that some ended up petrified because of their participation before. Perhaps that is what causes some of them to shrivel up and die. No wondering why. I'm amazed at the resiliency that, regardless of generational trauma, that many overcome. Perhaps those are the stronger ones. They continue to bloom despite the torment that must consume them with gloom, that they low-key throw shade on their abusers during heinous acts, such as hangings and, of course, picnics that are packed as spectators are eager for the attacks for their amusement, but provided a blanket of cover over the abused, and perhaps the leaves are recording these acts as the cell phones are currently, but with no way of exposing the proof. How they were transformed and later transcribed on in regards to inhumane laws. How their cousins were later intertwined as instruments of discipline and, ironically, used by the very descendants of whom died by them. How they're morphed into currency, which the love of this is considered the root of all evil currently. How not enough of it could adversely cause the destruction of self. I think about the stories they could tell, the secrets they could share from those roots that have preceded them, if trees could speak.
Van, she asked, do trees suffer from tree PTSD?
Yes, sir.
I'm done.
Yes, sir.
I'm done. I'm done. That is like the illest metaphor ever. I'm done.
Man. But I also love how she talked about how the tree. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. AJ Word Artist.
No.
Familiar with him. I had read this to him when I was being featured on a platform called Impromptu, because I had got recognized for Poet of the Week. And coincidentally, he was writing a tree piece. And so the initial line was PTSD, but it was his idea, his suggestion that I change it to TSD. So I want to give the brother credit for that line. You may continue that, what you were about to say.
That's those lines. Yeah.
Yeah. What the other part of the piece that really struck out, it was actually two more parts. The one where you talked about how a tree is also used to depict generations. And then you talked about this. You talked about this precious cargo that was brought over. And isn't that something? That they were carrying precious cargo to this foreign land, and that precious cargo turned into million-dollar walking pieces called us.
Yeah.
I love this piece. I love this piece.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys allowing me into your room, into your space.
We've been trying to get you in for over a year. You've been on tour, so we have to wait our time.
I've been trying to hang with this community, for real. I'm like, I can't even believe it, but it's such a welcoming community. So welcoming, because I just started this 4 years ago, officially. Almost 4 years ago.
Really?
So, yeah, when the pandemic hit, my mom is, you know, not to bring anybody down, but my mother tomorrow, her passing is the anniversary of her passing. She died a week or two before the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
And so it was basically, okay, Erica, get it in gear. Time is short, very, very short. And you don't have any more time to be fearful of being in front of people. You know what I'm saying? Because I was very introverted. I'm scared to death, and I'm nervous even waiting in the queue for y'all to call me up. I'm nervous every time. I'm a ball of nerves until I get it done. So, but I'm trying to face it. Absolutely. I'm nervous every time. But I don't mind staying that way because it keeps me humble.
That's right. Come on.
That's
right.
Let
you know that you're not in charge. Mm-hmm.
That it. That's it right there. And there's always somebody that may be a better poet than you. So I'm trying to stay humble.
That's right. That's right.
Staying humble goes a long way. Hence why Van writes so much on your material.
I live by that.
But again, thank you so much for allowing me to come on.
You hear him? You hear him, right? You hear him, right?
I didn't catch what he said. I'm sorry.
Okay,
good.
I said, hence why I recite the majority of my pieces come from Van.
Get out of here.
Don't you fall into that. Don't you fall into that. Don't do it. Don't listen to him.
How come when I tell the truth is don't believe him?
Oh, my God.
You know what? He is telling the truth. You know the truth that he is telling? He is telling the same truth that fairy tales are made of.
Okay. I know it's love. It's nothing but love up in this space. Nothing but love among brothers. I know. I recognize for y'all to mess with each other like this. It's all love. It's all love. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Very starting trouble.
I have no idea what he's referring to.
It's okay.
And yes, you're right. It is all love.
It is all love. This is my brother, and I love him, and I would hurt somebody for messing with my brother.
I hear that. In any case, without further delay, I'm going to step out of the way so another poet can come through and play on this stage. What?
Absolutely.
Can
you step over to the dance floor?
Absolutely.
What'd you say?
Absolutely.
What'd you say?
Vinny says that's not in the union contract. Don't worry, I'll take the heat.
He'll be all right.
He'll be
all right.
So we thank you, guys, for sharing your gift with us, and we'll get you to the dance floor.
Absolutely.
One love, one mic.
One love.
Woo!
That was dope.
Man, that piece was something else, man. That piece was,
something
else. Whew. Next up, we got Epiphany's own Mojave is in the building.
What's good with you, bro?
Are you muted?
Mojave.
518. That's Mojave.
He's snoring again.
Is he muted?
Is he snoring? Is he snoring?
He might be. All right. We'll come back.
Okay.
Somebody wake him up. Somebody wake him up. We're going to go to 240. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
The East Coast Go-Go Brother.
It's the East Coast Go-Go Brother.
Yeah, trying to survive in Texas.
Trying to survive the irony,
but it's so much irony in Texas. I try to survive in Texas, yet the irony of it. I'm coming to Texas.
Just saying.
Yeah.
What's up,
Go-Go? Man, I'm just driving, man. I just, you know, I had a bad day, but, you know, the thing is, don't let the devil steal your joy.
That's right.
You'll find yourself.
Not as long as they're a pen
find,
in my hand.
You'll find
and
who
the
you
pen.
Are through adversity. You'll find yourself, you'll find who you are through adversity. You know? So, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Totally agree. Well, listen, Mr. Automatic, check this out, man. It's the end of the month, last day of Black History Month. We ain't even got a whole lot going on. We just want you to spit what's in your heart, brother. So we going to get out the way and let you do what you do when you do that voodoo that you do and get on down.
All right. I'm going to do a poem called X in My Existence. The change that I cannot resist. You know what my name and know where it comes from. Want to be a freedom fighter, and you will know that we are trying to survive in this golden age. Setting the stage, you will find who I am, because what has been unknown is the X in my existence. Where do we come from? Bringing slaves and slave ships and putting your mark on us. You have raped us, and you have lynched us, and we fight for freedom. We stand tall and stand for all. You will know the call, because it's the X in my existence, my reputation, my education. If black was to be empowerment of a new legislation, you'll realize that you cannot knock us down. We will not go back to what we used to be. Oh, no, we can't, because this is the X in my existence. Malcolm X, the X in my existence. Dr. King, the X in my existence. Mega Average, the X in my existence. Frederick Douglass, the X of my existence. And I cannot forget about the queens. I cannot forget about the powerful black people we have become. What is to be known and to educate, further educate the young, they will know about the X. That the X will not be expired and the truth will not be retired. We will be as black as admired, as we are the X in the existence.
Mr. Automatic Carrots Mac, the lyrical engine, can you get us in them all in, pipe and drive? The outlaw truck driver.
Spit that black poetry, sir.
Tell him, man. Hey, man. You know you're driving, so this is off the dome, man. And, again, you know, this is one of the talents that you have in this element, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, bro. This is you when you start talking about your people and your passion. And it shines through in your work, bro. Hey, Rob, talk to East Coast Go-Go, brother. Talk to him, man.
Listen, bro, I dig this. I like where you took this. And I can appreciate a cat who can do it off the top of the dome, especially when he's driving trying to focus. This is actually really one of your better pieces for me. I enjoy this a lot. And because of that, you got my vote. I like this piece a lot, bro. Thank you.
Thank you. You know what X is? X is unknown. Malcolm
X. Of course we know.
And yeah, people, when he was interviewed by a white man, they said, what's your last name? He denounced that last name. He said about the last name that was given by his slave master. And so X is the origin of the truth.
Mm.
It's like, you know, you're trying to find the answer. That's what X is.
Yeah.
That's why people put that in science.
That's what the Honorable Louis Farrakhan told. X is the unknown because you've been given a name that wasn't yours by birth.
Yes.
And until you return to that point, that's when you'll find out who you really are.
Real talk.
Excellent piece, bro.
I agree. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Go-Go, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man. I know you can't do too much because you're driving, so no shipping dodging, bro.
You know what? I'm interested in what DJ, go DJ, DJ, you know, the wise son. You know what he got.
You know I got
you.
You.
I mean? You know.
You know I got you.
All right, man.
I'm
DJ,
going old school for you.
DJ.
All right, he's going to spin them records. Spin them records. All right, go get on.
I'm going old school for you.
Stick around, Jordan.
Talk
to
you soon.
All right.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Next up, area code 484. Welcome to the Get Down. Tell everybody who we have on the mic.
What's up, my good brothers? I love both of y'all, man. It's your boy, Blaze.
Blaze is in the building.
What's happening, Blaze?
Good to hear you, bro.
What's happening, which house?
What's happening, man? What's going on, Daddy-O?
I'm doing good, baby. Doing good. Doing good over here.
My man.
Good to hear from you, bro.
And good to be here, man. Always good to be heard from.
That part. This one, man.
Man, bro. So, listen, man. I know this is about to be fire, man, because we ain't heard you spit in a good little minute. And it's open mic tonight. So, brother, we want you to go ahead and do your thing, man, and get on.
I just want to ask one question before I get started. Have y'all ever been in even to survive an electrified molten lava explosion at all?
Can't say that I have.
I can't say that I have, bro.
That's what this is going to be like. So, everybody, cover up with, you know, behind some metal, some thick metal and stuff like that, because this shit is about to go down.
Let's get it,
okay. They blow smoke up our asses, yet we blow smoke of our ancestors who hung from trees. Please and smell the ignorance, young bucks. What you do is pass disrespect. You need to know the system's a wreck, and what you do could label you numbnuts. But let's take back charge, young sirs, and give it to these dumb fucks. Yes, my dude is about to get real ugly. Why? What do you mean? Because y'all have always tried to fuck me, and which made it the wrong way to rub me. So fuck you, because you tried to fuck us, eh? Us, eh? Yeah, the USA. And tried to fuck me, fag punk, bash Trump. Throw this nigga in the trash dump after giving him that molten lava electricity. That wasn't the original beginning, but I had to start off shitting on he. He'd been for 4 years trying to pose a lot of fear, but no longer are you president, pussy. Got here. Now you trying to get reelected, Papa Queer? Listen, these trick-or-treaters got sick diseases, twisted features, wicked geezers. Most are related to these rich elitists, and they're some of the most grisly creatures, relying on a little-ass dick to beat us, fucking fickle leaders. It's so funny how in the hood you claim to be sick of heaters, but don't carry them same principles when you pull out your sticks, put the beaters, mumbling under thunder wind, wondering, when can we make these niggas need us? Playing with our minds like steamed extremists of the most fiendish, followed by a team of dreamers begging and pleading to be touched, embraced, breathing in. Dreaming and seen by Jesus, you see your little girls as pristine achievers, while our little girls are forced into believing that they should fix things for cheaters, and our sons need to run fast enough to outsprint the cheaters, and both are only seen as keepers for you to reach us, you leeches, since before we were thought to be a fetus. Your only way to defeat us is and was to police us. And that's why shouts extend beneath us, between us, and I'm speaking culturally, to wean and screen us into believing we could never embrace any role as a genius, in which is a person having an extraordinarily high intelligence rating on a psychological test as an IQ above 140 is what we're not seen as, which is really weak in meaning, because you knew nothing of numbers if it weren't for the Greek systemics. But you always want to add yourself to an equation when your denomination was at best salty and least common, like noodles that are ramen, a.k.a. Greco-Roman schemes, supposedly Greek-Phoenician. You know what? To ease this pain of being squeamish, I have made a soda pop liquor that you must drink quick called Hennessy Mist. Now, clean as I've seen drip, drip of green piss off my dean's list. Don't make me turn mean. Dick Tracy tried to play me, but I made your high self-esteem switch to weak old stuffed eggs with nutmeg. You's a butterhead, Beavis. I've been trying to tell you, Scotty, what's up? Yo, it's time to beam us. You must not have gotten the memo, the letter, that I'm quite clever. No matter the weather, just getting better and better. Yet I've been sent here to redeem us. Yeah, pussy, I've been sent here to redeem us. Blaze, sent here to redeem us. Sent here to redeem us. In peace.
Sweet Jesus. You gave me the business on that one.
My kids got this, they got this little game, I'm sure you know. Little kids, they got this game where they talk about the floor is lava. Yeah. My poem was hot like lava. Go ahead, Wise, son. Talk to us.
I was going to tell him his poem was hot as a helicopter crashing in lava. That's just wild.
And what he said about about old boy trying to become president again, yes, sir. I'm with you on that. I ride with you
indeed
on that. I enjoyed
indeed
this a whole lot. I truly enjoyed it.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Thank you, brother.
Right,
man.
Bro,
I really do.
Nah, man, it's it, man. I knew it was about to be something, man. I knew it. We ain't heard from you in a minute either. Knew it was about to be something. And you did not disappoint, my brother. So we appreciate you for that, man. Thank you for coming through, man.
Yes, sir.
And,
thank you.
Delivering a piece like only you can, bro. And I loved it, man. Loved it. Now,
thanks again, guys.
Going over to the Get Down dance floor. Thank you, brother. And you can go out there, hang out with everybody, get your groove on, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
Will do, will do. Thank you so much.
One mic.
Take care, guys.
Peace. Thank
King.
You, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that's
one
how
love,
your
one
brother believes. One love, one mic, bro. Man, we're going to go from Blaze to Sinister Spittle. What's good with you, bro?
What's going on? What's going on? I should put another thing in my mouth.
Good to hear from you, brother.
You guys are looking sharp on the Facebook page, man. I'm thinking it getting down.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Oh, thank you, bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes, sir.
All right, hey. Gotta love, man. Take care of yourself, man. Love yourself first. Take care of yourself, and everything else goes fucking wonderful.
Nobody
absolutely
else will if
yes,
you
sir
don't, bro.
Exactly.
That's right.
Don't
that's
look
right.
Don't look any other fucking way. That is circles. So I got some news.
That part.
I'm in a really good space. Started a new job this week.
Congratulations.
I'm happy to be again. Got a new car last week. So I think it's going good.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Let me hold the keys, man. Let me hold the keys, man. I saw it, man. Let me hold the keys.
I'll wait till next week. I'm getting next week I'm getting 18-inch wheels and rims for it off of a newer Mustang. They're boss. They're not aggressive. My son's like, you're not aggressive as the other ones. I'm like, no, I just want to be boss. And they're gonna be boss. It'll be nice. The pictures will be up. So,
right.
So last night, three sheets, not four sheets, to the wind. After recording some videos, laying down, I wrote some new shit. I'm gonna share with you guys.
I saw one of them videos, man. I was like, uh-oh, we got the theatrics live. We got it live.
Uh-oh.
Dope stuff, too, bro. All
right. You ready?
Well, I send my man to the mic, bro.
Listen, Sinister, come on, man. You already know it's the last Thursday of the month. I'm not giving you no fanfare. We don't have no titles. It's strictly just poetry. So I'm going to move Van out the way because I know, you know, Van's getting on both of our nerves. I'm going to get Van out the way as, hey, I want you to get on down.
Gladly, gentlemen. This is realizing now my love for you stood in the what? I knew you could be. However, some things don't fruition. A bleak harvest is only love, strewn in tantrums, heartaches as you lusted, not you would. Weightless donations extracted from what I'll never miss again. Though I long an orange poison, absent the remission of knowledge I knew was always right in the tremble you gave me. Absent cheeks, kissed tangerine illusions of the depth and depravity you knew will always be set sideways. And though no longer that man, I've found my way home, passionate, furious, what I knew of you, though skinny in the falsehood known as your love. Who played the victim to your ruin? My moments told, tested patience, toppled balance at times. But I stuck with you in fucking spite I've done seen the light. However, perseverance pays due three times its price. I found the one who loved me, the one that stands time's ocular illusion, me. I'm mine, a beautiful machine, held but to never break, rediscover the myriads of my doors, plethora of one's corner shells, smiles, displaced on the disposition of gathered precursors, fucking pathetic past. Wave goodbye to broken hearts and love. I will feel loved by my first, and eventually, no longer alone. Musical bliss in my car, luck will be a star. A true lady, I can make beautiful. Gather her for a while in love we both desire, deserve, shall just be the Bakery breeze.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, Sinister Spittle. Bro, you see, why I'm saying, you see this, man? He come in, man, and he has this unique style, man, and his flow tonight, man, was a very relaxing flow, delivered it with precision. Dynamic piece as well, bro. Dynamic piece. I love it, Sinister Spittle. Thank you, brother. White Sun.
I love, yo, Ved, I love how Sinister, his pieces are like chimes, and they hit on both extremes. Because there's times in which he's got this kind of flow. And then there's times that he had, like the last time he was on the show, he gave us a real melodic flow that you could almost hear the music playing behind. And then this time he come up with the guns blazing and all you get is bullets.
Right.
And man,
right,
it doesn't really matter what. The brothers are giving you complete unmitigated passion when he's dropping these types of pieces. And I, for one, am a fan of this man's work. A complete fan.
Appreciate it, my goodness. Thank you very much.
Indeed.
I will,
what
I
say
will,
you,
I will share the post of the typed of that onto the show's page for you guys. Can you read it?
Please.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
please
it.
Please, oh, please.
Most definitely. That's 2 a.m. drunken awareness right there. I can do this shit in a bar and bed. Here it just comes in. It's good. I love bleeding. You know? Now things are working the right way, you know. That's the thing. Like, I harnessed the energy yesterday, right? You know, I got all these new things going. Things are changing, but I harnessed the energy, and as soon as I laid down, all that energy from the last couple of days, I just put it out on paper, you know, and then went to bed.
Nice.
All right, guys. One love, one Mike. Thank you very much. We'll see
yes,
you next
sir.
Week.
My love, one Mike, bro.
Late now, I get off,
I
you know, late, so.
That's all right. We'll be here. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, that's our good brother, Sinister Spittle. My brother came through and ripped it, bro. Man.
Whew. That dude is bad as hell.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. You have made it to the overtime hour. If you was listening online and you didn't get a chance to call in, well, sorry for you. But you're here. That means it's got room to spit. So, next up on the mic, the Tiffany's own host of the Inspiration Factory, we got Divine Inspiration. What's good with you, bro?
Van and Jay, what's going on, Jay? How are y'all tonight? I got here a little
what's
late.
What's happening, King?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
All is good?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Been ripping and running, but that's okay. The fact that I was able to do so was a blessing in and of itself.
That part right there.
Amen.
Yeah, I was listening to somebody earlier today complain about some things and complain. And I had to let them know, look, just the fact that you're alive and able to complain, you should be grateful in that.
and the pains, you should be grateful because you're still here. There's so many dropping like flies. Every day I hear about somebody else I know that's passed over. So, man, look, we got to be grateful for whatever it is that we have. I think it was Paul that said something about learning to be content in whatever his situation was, to paraphrase it. That's the attitude we need to accept. So I'm great. I'm great tonight.
good.
That's what's up. Van, escort him up to the floor, brother.
Absolutely. Divine inspiration tonight, brother. It's open mic. So we're going to get out the way, let you have the floor, and get on down.
All right, I appreciate you, Kings. And I hope that this isn't one that I've done here before. It's a relatively new one. It was from a prompt of a love letter to Black History. So I hope I didn't do this here. But if I did, here it is again. And it's called I Remember. To whom it may concern, I wanted to pass on something passed on to me. Something that describes a forgotten genetic instinctual power fused within the DNA of humanity, formed from the firmament that filled what was once void, the very essence of earth, its soil, and the breath of God himself, birthed the existence, the first appearance, if you will, of human. Perfection from the start, melanated, glistening, walking, and talking in companionship with God. And that right there, is the source of our less than satisfied, untapped wealth. We holler about tap that asset, but not willing to tap that asset that lies abandoned and forgotten, cast to the cobwebs of our minds. We have the DNA of God. His breath gave life to that first human creation. What flows through each of our veins, what exists within each genetic strand, is unrefuted proof. We are of the great I am. All that could ever be needed to be more than what we accept today. So much less than we could be, wouldn't you say? Until we remember what and whose we are, remember what makes the greatness that we are, until we remember the sands of time wove into our existence, had imbued into our existence, from our existence, beyond thought, remember. I remember the wisdom radiating tendrils of life received from the strength of her sands, the aroma of her assimilation of complexities of symbiotic coexistence, the kinship between the human and she, the richness of her minerals and gems and power are building blocks to the unique, powerful mystery of she. The beginning, present, and future of Black and world history. Throughout our existence, united as one, we stood true and triumphed when our ancestral spiritually guided morality was met with resistance. Remember the aching of every fiber of my being, both the physical and the mental. And I chained up, lined up, ripped up, being deposited upon a fetid, urinated, defecated, blood and life-stained, unforgiving hardwood floor. I remember thinking, this must be hell. I remember that at my darkest hour, I remembered something deeper than memory. Something imbued within the soul of my soul. I remember the wisdom radiating tendrils of life from the strength of her sands,
the winds of wisdom overflowing, the aroma of her assimilation of complexities of the symbiotic coexistence between the human and she. I remember the regal, righteous, symbiotic roots of life's motherland. I remember that despite being severed from her physically, she resides deeper than that. She is one with me. I remember love when I remember she. And that is what gives me hope. That is what gives me strength and pride. Though it may seem all efforts may be a tad too late, she say, wait and see. Remove your shoes, take your socks off, and become one with she again. Remember, beyond remembering, I extend beneath and beyond the waters of separation. I am she, the motherland, Mother Africa, the earth from which God breathed life into human creation, the father of the Nubian and subsequent nations. Now remember, without thought, without sight, without breath, remember beyond memory, remember without sound or smell. Remember the earth used to breathe life into man. The breath of the omnipotent great I am infused life into Mother Africa's fertile sand. So always remember, she and you are as one. Mother Africa's children, her daughter, her son. No greater love from earth is there than that of she. A love so true, you cannot separate she from we. Fear not. You too will remember before all is said and done. I just pray to God that with this, remembering has begun. Poem.
So,
and I must apologize. Halfway through, I remembered I think I did do that here.
Who cares? Fact of the matter is, brother, this piece is exactly what this particular evening is for. If this is the tail end of Black History Month, then, brother, your piece actually spoke to exactly what we're doing. So what you did before. I don't remember it, but I enjoyed it. That being the case, I really, really, really want to say thank you for bringing that piece to us this evening.
It's my pleasure and my honor. I appreciate you, Kings, for having a platform tonight.
We appreciate you, brother, coming
through. What say you, Van?
Do what it is that you do, man. I know you did this on one of the shows. It might have been here. But I dig a lot of lines in this piece, man. And don't be surprised if they show up in some of my stuff, man. I'm just forewarning you. Because, you know, you
well,
talked
hey,
about
that's what
fertile,
my daddy gives
it
to
me
for. Just spread it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Mother Africa and the aspects that you did, man. And this is a really unique piece from you, Paul. And I really enjoyed this piece. I enjoyed it the first time I heard it, and I'm enjoying it again. So thank you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do have a piece, and I don't know if I've done it on the Get Down yet, that was inspired from the Get Down from a couple of weeks ago, when the topic or the conversation or the point of or the sentence of why do you fear my greatness came up. And that hit me, and I have a piece. So if I call in, when I call in next Thursday, whatever I'm getting ready to do, tell me to stop and do that piece. It's called Why Do You Fear My Greatness?
Say less.
Okay.
We got you.
Absolutely.
Okay, because that was birth on your platform, so I you can thank me. Thank for that.
Will do, brother. Will do. Now, before we usher you to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, will you please, by all means, tell everybody what you got going on here in Tiffany.
Absolutely. I have the honor and privilege of every Sunday night at 8 p.m. hosting the Inspiration Factory with my brother, Mr. Alonzo. This coming Sunday is going to be open mic, but I want to put a forewarning out that coming up soon, I'm going to do a show that is about haikus. I want everybody to bring at least two haikus with them. And I have never written one before in my life, but I'm trying to stretch my pen and challenge myself and hopefully challenge others to explore some of these other venues of poetry. So we're going to do a haiku program coming up, but not this coming Sunday. It's going to be open mic. So feel free to just come with what you got. Just remember, it's a profanity-free, praise-filled platform.
All right. There
excellent.
You have it. I like writing haikus. It really challenges your pen. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, he's great at writing them. I hope he joins our show. I'm going to tune in as well. So whenever you have it, you got to make sure you let us know so we can all be in attendance, because that would be a fun thing to do.
I will definitely give you at least a week notice or two.
Sounds good.
And can I add one little smart remark right quick to I just wanted to say something to the Freestyle King that's listening, if he's still listening. Last Sunday we did a freestyle show, everybody freestyled, and we talked about you like a dog because you wasn't there, and we freestyled our tails off. So take that and do with that. And you know who I'm talking to.
Lord.
I had guards at all the back doors to make sure he didn't pop up when I was talking smack.
My man.
But I appreciate you, Kings, for the platform tonight. It's been a great show. When I got here, it's been great, so I can imagine. Now I'm going to listen to the playbacks. But you guys always do that thing, so I have no doubt that I'm going to enjoy it.
Thank you, my brother. We appreciate you.
Now, somebody get me over to this dance floor, because I'm tapping my feet, and I feel like old two-step coming on.
All right, brother. Get on over there. On his way to the Get Down Dance Floor Divine Inspiration. One love, one mic, bro. Take your socks off, baby.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic. God.
My bad, Paul. Go ahead. Finish. I had a push.
That's okay. I was done. I was just saying God bless you both and your listeners.
Salute. Appreciate you, brother. God bless you, too.
Man. Whew.
That was a great show, man. Before we get out of here, let's talk about tomorrow night. We got Renaissance Poetry Dram, Kimbrella Vinay. Saturday night, y'all. I'm torn between Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently, and Romantic Sensuous Saturday. One of the shows will be popping off this Saturday. Sunday night, you got the Inspiration Factor with Divine Inspiration. Monday night, you got King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen of Pearl and Negro. Tuesday night, you got Mojave and the Should Be Fly Speak with Mojave. Then Wednesday night, you got Divas Talk with La Pearl and Negra and Mrs. VIP. And then Thursday next week is the Get Down. And what we had promised, what we alluded to, this show is a precursor to the month of March, where we will be doing pure poetry sessions. It's an all-open mic show. We are going to have nothing but pure poetry. I'll come through. Bring what you want to bring. Ain't going to be no themes for the month of March. We just want to hear some pure poetry. You know, the kind of poetry that be like, this was not inspired by me or Jay. This was inspired by what you go through in your daily walk with your pen. Ooh.
Mm.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't wait. Why, son, last words. We're going to start with you, bro.
First to the listeners, happy Black History Month, and thank you all for taking time to be with us. This was absolutely awesome. Let's do this again. I can't wait to hear y'all. This is just so fly, and I appreciate every single one of you when you come through. Thank you so much. Van Meadows, first in my sentence of appreciation, bro, you know I love you, bro. I can't see me doing this show without you, man. And even though we ain't going to live forever, maybe never want for as long as we live, and maybe live for however long we want, and let us keep doing poetry in between time. Bro, this is an awesome show. The Get Down is in my bloodstream, and doing it with you makes this pop for me, man. You keep being the fantastic brother that you are. I'm too appreciative to you, man. Let's keep doing what we're doing, and I can't wait for March to get here. Let's make it happen, Captain.
Absolutely, my brother. Likewise, brother, to the callers, the listeners, the Epiphany family. There would be no Epiphany Radio without you, and without Epiphany Radio, there would be no Get Down without the Get Down. I can't say there would be no J-Rob and Van Meadows, but yeah, nothing would have separated us or kept us apart. But we appreciate you taking 2+ hours out of your evening to hang out, spend time with us, and share your poetry, share your gift. And to those who were just listening, hey, we value and honor you too because your presence is very necessary. We appreciate you. To my brother, J-Rob the Wise Son, the deepest shade of soul, the Dark Knight, Chocolate Boy Wonder, Mr. DSP, all of the accolades. Brother, I love you, man. And I love when we get here and we clash like minds and we just put out a quality show for the poets. And brother, I can't do it without you. I tried too many times and, you know, God in his divine wisdom shut it down each time. Shut up. Nope. Uh-uh. No can do, not working, cut it off. So thank you, brother, for taking time out of your schedule, man, to hang out with me here in the Epiphany Radio universe. Can't do it without you, bro. I love you, man. Now, join us tomorrow night, Renaissance Poetry Jam. We, you know, old saying is, you know, you got to get out of here. You can go wherever you want, but you got to get out of here. You can't stay here because we're not going to be here. But we appreciate you. We love you. And we look forward to our time together again in March next week, 3 months into the new year already. Time is flying. Without further ado, we're going to say we love y'all. One love, one mic. Peace. Good night, y'all.
Peace, y'all.